Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Donald Trump is now officially the nominee. Late Thursday, U.S. businessman Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. VOA's Jim Malone was in Cleveland and filed this report.
It was Donald Trump's biggest political moment in the spotlight so far, and Trump was eager to seize it.
Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
Trump sought to foster party unity after a sometimes fractious convention. And he also went after his Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
After 15 years of wars in the Middle East, after trillions of dollars spent and thousands of lives lost, the situation is worse than it has ever been before. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton.
The political focus now shifts to Democrats, who hold their convention next week in Philadelphia. Jim Malone, VOA News, in Cleveland.
Now, the speculation is running rampant regarding whom Hillary Clinton will pick as her running mate. Washington Buzz seems to have United States Senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Tim Kaine, as the front runner. The senator and former governor appeared with Hillary Clinton recently in Virginia, and here he is talking about Donald Trump.
But he's a you're fired guy, outsourcing jobs, stiffing contractors, being against minimum wage, being against equal pay for women, fighting with labor. He's a you're fired guy. And if you want a you're fired president, well, you got a choice. But we're making a different choice. We want a you're hired president, a you're hired president.
Secretary Clinton's selection is expected sometime later on today. This is VOA News.